Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Bob, it's been established that you are the Pittsburgh Media Man of the Year. We see today that you have monogrammed clothing. Do you also consider yourself a sex symbol?
No. I don't consider myself anything other than someone who tries to work hard and do what I'm supposed to do. That's all I think of ever.
Ron, do you consider Bob to be that? At least among media?
You know, he said something about we have a lot in common.
And I said, Ron.
We have nothing in common. He is rich, lives the country club life. He's
I just like golf. All I want is for you to try it.
No, it's not just golf. I know a lot of people that love golf that I wouldn't describe as snooty the way you are.
Snooty. You honestly call me that?
Because of your country
snooty?
Club.
I want you to look me in the eye and call me snooty like you mean it. Come on.
Bob, are you... And I won't ask you to divulge your exact salary, but is it into nine figures?
Geez.
Nine?
You know, can we do
eight or nine?
I think I have to go to the bathroom. May I have a hall pass? It's not.
Geez. You know, this happens because we love you. We're the rest of Pittsburgh. Really? I mean, honestly, you're a very, very nice man, a lovable man.
Thanks.
Would you agree with that, Ron? He really is.
Lovable as all hell.
412. 928-9370. Although it is hard to get to pin you down on an answer here.
No, it's not. I gave you my answer. You do this to me all the time.
No. The simple question is, should the Penguins stand pat from here on out or make a major move?
And I said Kessel will be traded and should be traded. But I also think that if that doesn't happen, and you have to admit now, it may not happen.
Right.
And if it doesn't, are they that bad off? The answer is no, because the guy has produced here. And that's all I expect from him. I don't expect him to like anything, but if he produces, he produces.
I actually agree with that. That I've softened to the point where I think they could come back with the same core and win. And yet, I look at Jim Rutherford and see hypocrisy there. Maybe not hypocrisy, but just not following through on his words. And I know, Ron, you're onto this topic too, right?
Yeah, but I mean, I'm going to try to give him a little bit of a pass. When he made his initial statements were his strongest right after the season. And he did say at the time, hey, I need to get away from this, not look at it emotionally. But then he tried to trade Kessel. It's not speculation. He talked about it.
He just said last week, we've lost the room, he told Molinari. I mean, his statements are still pretty strong.
They're still pretty strong. And he says, now maybe I don't have to do much. But he did say, there will be other changes. I want to see what they are. I don't think you stand pat with this team.
What's going to make it different coming back? To me, it would be the players deciding again to play for themselves, to play for their coach. And every time I turn around, somebody has an answer like, why can't Sid play with Hornquist, for example? Why can't Gino and Phil play together.
Kessel wants to be on one of the top
two. That's what I'm talking about.
He doesn't want to be on the third.
Well, that's
line.
What I'm talking about.
And the coach,
somebody doesn't want to play with somebody. Doesn't want to play
coach
somewhere.
Likes Malkin. Well,
wait a minute.
Hornquist.
Why wouldn't Kessel want to be on the third line? He was fine when Bonino was here with Hagelin. That worked
Maybe
out
then,
well.
Not now.
See, that's what they need. They're still looking for that third line center who can be as productive both ways, and they still haven't found it.
Well, that's why I asked you about Bukestad. You said you like him, and they can win with him.
I do, and that's why I answered it that way. But they haven't been paired together to the point where I can see that there's a chemistry. I don't think Phil Kessel necessarily has to be on a line with Crosby or Malkin.
He wants to play with Malkin, and I don't know that Malkin wants to play with him.
Well, that's my point, Ron. It's time for people to drop their preferences and to again get back to doing what's best for the Penguins. Every single guy in that room.
But honestly, it just takes adjustments in their game to some degree. You never want to change who they are. But you can change some of the things. Like, I think Malkin would be the first, he should be anyway, to tell you that was the worst year I've had. The statistics bear it out. It's on me. I need to change it.
I think he's chafing under this coach, too, and I think that's a topic as well. I think Mike Sullivan, I think he's a great coach. I do. And I also think with that alpha dog, alpha male personality and that booming voice, that over the long haul, I would guess that he's a guy who could wear on some players. I would. And I think he has.
Especially when you start losing some games.
Yeah.
Okay, but they had 100 points.
Do you disagree with that, Bob?
No, I think that's the culture of hockey generally, that these coaches are not held in high
esteem.
But
not all coaches are
built
the same.
But I also think this group is old enough and should be mature enough to understand they only have so much time left.
Bingo.
And if
that's what I said at the beginning of this.
And if they want to do this and end more on their resume with rings and championships, then they're going to have to figure this out among themselves.
And
I think they can. I think they are those kinds of people. I do. I don't think this is as big a problem as we're making it out to be.
What?
The need for a whole bunch of change. Kessel would be the guy.
The GM is the one who said it.
I understand. But I sometimes I wonder if he says things to plant seeds. I'm not sure what all goes
into. Well, another example would be Letang playing the way he's supposed to play.
And he did all year, Joe. He was sixth in the Norris, and he was a very good player.
I know, but I can't help but escape the fact that when he left the lineup in March, they had their best month against all odds and a tough schedule and made the playoffs. And the year before, he had a rotten playoff, too.
And guess what? When they won the cup, did he have a really good the first time?
He was
obviously one of their best players.
It was great.
So, I mean, you can't dismiss that either.
I don't.
Well, you sounded like you did.
No,
like
I said in the context of players needing to maybe adjust their games.
Right, he does. I said adjustments.
He needs to.
He does. And that means know when to pinch responsibly. Don't leave everyone naked behind you. And I think that's what's happened
too
much.
It's tough for me not.
They led the league in odd man breaks, I think. And you can't.
Yes, I know.
You can change that. There's an adjustment to be made by players.
Basically, in his exit interview, he basically said, I'm going to play the way I play.
Well, he's a fiery Frenchman, and he took that personally, and I get it, but he doesn't know.
How do you not take
it personally? He does not totally believe that. I think he
also said, I'm going to take a look at my game this offseason like I do every offseason, but I can't help but notice the fact that he was out of the lineup when they – and not having him force them, both in the cup year and in March, just to completely hunker down and simplify their game and keep it as simple as humanly possible. It happened both times.
Right, but it also, the year before that, he was outstanding and was the best player defensively among anyone in the playoffs. What I'm saying is the guy still, it's hard to find guys who play 25 minutes a night, who carry out the responsibility that he does. Throughout the course of the regular season, I thought he was really good.
I thought he had a great regular season, but I thought he was awful in the playoffs.
Yeah, and I think also that's a product of not scoring enough goals either. They did not score enough in that series against the Islanders. If they had, some of this stuff would be overlooked. It wasn't because they didn't score enough. And the power play failed them when it should have, you know, lifted them. That's what they do best statistically, and they didn't do it. So, I don't know. I don't know that I would say that they're completely in need of major overhaul. I think Kessel's the one guy who probably would bring you something, save his salary cap, and help another team plus help yourself.
I don't know what he's going to bring in.
If you brought in, if that trade with Minnesota went through, let's say if that trade with Minnesota went through, when you add Jarrett McCann like they did, Bukestad, this guy Cahoon, and Zucker,
don't you
think that's a pretty good change of atmosphere in terms of young players who haven't won anything, surrounded by guys? I understand. But if it had, we wouldn't be having this conversation. Rutherford tried to make it work. Now I think he still can make it work, and I think it still will work. I do believe he will be traded.
There's a couple of guys that they never replaced. We'll tell you about that coming up. You can follow us on Twitter at 93.7 The Fan, driven by Shorkey Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, locations in North Huntington, the North Hills. You can text us on the Egger Snyder & Associates fan text line, 412-928-9370. Egger Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly in the fan hotline, brought to you by Armstrong Business Solutions. You want to join the conversation, it's 412-928-9370.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly.